zecher some of this.
Shkoyach. Boy, Rabbi Barbuo. Yid nisuin oisa or erisin oisa? What does Yid do? Nisuin or erisin? Lafkamino yarsho latamelo lafkam derer. Right, those are the nafkaminis between kedushin and nisuin. My. So. Maybe we'll start from Bnei Yeshua and then we'll get to the Ritva. Question is, let me start with a different kasha. I saw in a sefer, Beis Lechem Yehuda. He asks, why does the Gemara say right away that we have a raya from the Braisa on the top of Yud Tes Amid Beis? Turn the page, one page, Yud Tes Amid Beis at the very top. It says, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Mitzvahs Yid, Oymer lo b'pnei shnayim, harei at mekudeshesli, harei at moresesli. So that's clearly a lashon of kedushin, lashon of erusin. It's a raya. Why don't you bring a raya from there? It's a raya right away. What do we have to look for rayas? It's mefudish or braisa. So I don't know if he answers it, the kash over there or not, but I had written down that I saw the kash over there. So the truth is like this: the Pnei Yeshua. Let's look at Pnei Yeshua. We'll learn it together. The Pnei Yeshua wants to know like this. Boy, Rabbi Barabua. It's page Samach Aleph. Do you have the same kaibitz as me? So in the Bnei Yeshua, which is later on, that's where you're showing them still later on. Yeah, there you go. Page Samach Aleph. So Bnei Yeshua wants to like this. Boy Rabba. Boy Rabba Barabua. Oh, you want to look on with me and they'll look on together? That's going to be hard anyway. Well, there's another Bnei Yeshua on the shelf also. Yesh ledaktik, my misafkale. Bnei Yeshua wants to know what's Bechlal the subject of the Gemara. Make it taste in Nehemar, the Nisuan Oysa. Right? Yud, what's Yud? So Yud is, he gave money to Mekadisha. There's Machloikas, which we'll soon see, is in Moise Yushoinis, the original money he gave to the father when he bought her as an Amma, is a different money. But, I mean, that's what Kedushan is. Well, what's the Shaila? Why should Yud be all of a sudden working as Nisuan? It's Kesef, it's Kedushan, okay? It's a special halakha, because the Amivri, whatever, but. Why should this Kedushin be any stronger than any Kedushin that we know of? So he says, no, the Chayre you could say, it's definitely Adif. Why? A regular Kedushin is still missing the aspect of Mesir L'Chuppa. Mesir L'Chuppa means Hakhnasa L'Rishu story, like we learned, right? It's missing Mesir L'Chuppa. The Mekeven, right? But over here, it's not missing Mesir L'Chuppa. Why? The Mekeven Sha'av Masal L'Rishu's Adin, because since the father already gave her over to the Adin, Ubiyar Adin L'Yadin, the Adin has a right to do here, the Reza Kilu Masal L'Chuppa. It's already Niklal Anat, the Mesir L'Chuppa. So the Svarit to say that it works also for Nisuin. The Svarit to say it works also for Nisuin is because the Mesir L'Chup is already here. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. Yeah? So we'll see Baita and Pnei Yeshua in a minute, but I just wanted to say that according to that Mahalik, the Chora can answer the Kasha of the Beis Lechem Yehudu. Oh! Can answer his kasha. Because his kasha was, what's the whole shah of the Kedushin Nisuin? Why didn't you just bring a raya from the Braisa? The Braisa is very Mekadeshus Li. According to this, Enechanam in the Braisa is very Mekadeshus Li. But the sad to say to Nisuin is that once he says that, the chup is already in place. That's the chup is already in place. So it's all chal. The whole Nisuin is chal. Yeah, it's in the wrong order, right? Yeah, or it's in place to be chalas and the kedushin happens. So the mice is already had kedushasli, but it's accomplishing the suin. I mean, the shah of the Gemara was that that itself is nichlal, the suin nichlal on that because it's already
in the
shul.
I don't know what's machlokes. I remember that once you have kopo, you might not need kedushin at all. Like, what's the need?
That was the whole shayla in Rashi with chuppah with the sugi of chuppah and the sugi of
Gemara.
Right.
Old shayla in Rashi. If you meant you can skip over the kedushin, or if it takes the place of the kedushin.
Right.
That's only that. That's only that one sheet, but pretty sheet that.
It must not be in that sheet, otherwise.
Yeah.
If you're going the chuppah route.
Yeah, we don't know that.
That's the whole thing.
So that did it. But I'm just saying, the way B'nai Yeshua at least begins setting it up, it'd be very geschmack to answer that kasha of why it's not arriving from the Braisa later on. But then B'nai Yeshua says, but this is not so poshut. Why is this not so poshut? Ela de lefize lo shaycha haki bayu ela leman de omre mayus bishoynim likidusha nitni. If we're going to say this, that the father already did a mesira lechuppah, and now it's the kedushin happens. That's only shaykh to say, according to the Mandomber, that the Moyes of Yishoinim, the original money he paid for the Amavriya, that becomes the Moyes Kedushin. V'im Kain.
That's only if you say that the money.
That's only if you say that the money the other originally gave the father, that is the money of the year. That is the money of the Kedushin. But if you hold like the Mandomber, that the year, this is different money. It's going to pay for you separately. So the original time when he took it from the father, you can't call that a mesira lechuppah because it wasn't ogeya. It wasn't ogeya at that point.
But she's in the
reshus
thing.
If you go shaykh akibay, the mother
she's in the reshus.
Right. Exactly. Who's to say that it matters how she got there or if it's connected?
He's going to explain more.
If anything, I would say pumpa carry.
Let's see.
I would say the fact. No. Why? Because if it's connected, then what's the whole need for the Erush in the beginning? But if you want to say it's connected, but somehow it's affected to the Rishus, it means that you've accomplished something, but you still need...
No, the Erush in... Well, let's see his vote. Yeah? What are you saying? You're saying it's forkert because why? Because why do you need the Erush in, you mean?
Yeah.
Well,
if that money went for
it, just means he decides I want.
Why would I need another step in the process?
No, went from Ivriya, but he decides miyayid her. The pshat is that.
Would there have to be more money there?
No.
According to that mandomer, the pshat is I'm saying that I'm using that money for kesef kedushin, and I'm taking and I'm miyayid.
When you first said that money, there had to be some kind of intrinsic.
Yeah, the potential at least.
Well,
yeah.
We were saying like it came along. You bought her as an amir, but it kind of came along coupled with an option.
Option, right? It came with an option, right? Exactly.
Which is why also
exactly.
It's a right, you.
But he's saying
can only work if you could make an edatah. It strengthens.
No, that's more. That's machlokes. But yeah,
okay, but it's hard to say that strengthens that position.
Yeah.
In other words, say that. Every sale has to have that
inbuilt in
every
potential.
Every sale also has that option.
That you only have that option that comes along. Yeah,
but the other mandamer. No, but the other mandamer holds it separate money. So he's saying that this whole svara that it should be a nisuin because the mesir lechuppah has happened already. So that if you're going to say the money he gave him at the beginning, that's the kesef kedushin money. Then you could look at the father as giving her over as a mesira lechuppah. But if you're going to say he had only worked because he gives him separate money down the road, so that mesira at the beginning was not a mesira lechuppah; it was a mesira leshipchus. So the chayyim can't say this svara. That's what he said. Well, he's going to explain more though, right? So that's his svara. So if that's true, Vim Kain, if that's true, we have a big problem. My boy, the mifshe besomich, but Amram Rabbi Yitzchok, the mukel the price, the Rabbi Yitzchok Yehuda, the Moishe Rishon, will have the kedushin nitnu. The Gemara in the Hemshich, brings the Toshma, and the Gemara wants to make a raya to answer up our shaila. Dafka according to the Mandomar, that the Moishe Rishon is lovely kedushin nitnu. So if we're going to say that our only that the shayla only exists in the first place, that's his svarat b'nei Yeshua, that the shayla only exists in the first place according to the Man Domar. That the Moyes of Yishayinus were the Kedushin Nidnu. And according to the Man Domar Lav, the Kedushin Nidnu, that's Pasha, that it can't be Nisun because there was no Mesiva L'chuppah yet. So he says, then how could the Gemara try to, how could the Gemara bring a Toshma Davka from the Man Domar who holds? But to that Mandama, we were never asking the question in the first place. So it can't be what B'nai Yeshua was saying. Yeah? Right? Elo de lefi zeh. What I'm saying is true. Let's read it again. Elo de lefi zeh. First word in the line. Lo shaycha hakibaya. This question is only shaykh. According to the Mandama, Ma'ar Sevi Yeshua, Mekdusha Nitnu. Vim Kain, and if that's true, my boy, the Mipshit Besamich, how could the Gemara try to answer this kasha? This shayla, meet the Rav Amram, Mam Rav Yitzchak, the book of the price of Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, the Moyes of Yishon, Slav, the Kedushin, Nitnu. Ubar, the Mifshit, the Gemara wants to bring the Raya from there, the Yehuda, there is an Oysa. We'll see the Raya in a few minutes. Yeah? The Elamai, the Prish is, according to what I'm saying, Ha, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, Pshitalan, there is an Oysa. If you hold the original Moyes, we're not given the Kedushin, and you have to give new Moyes the day that you decide to make Yehud, it's partial that all that does is the Erisin. Came in the Moyes of Yishon, Slav, the Kedushin, Nitnu. Since the original money was not given over for Kedushin, him came pshita the Messiah's out, which is other lo yabi from Messiah lechupa. Right, that's his svara. That's what he's saying. He's saying this whole svara that I want to say a tzad that he can make nisuin because the Messiah that he gave her over that takes the place of lechupa. I can only hear that tzad if you hold the original money was given for Kedushin. Then I say the Messiah is for chupa. But if you hold like the madama, the money comes later. That Messiah has nothing to do with chupa. That Messiah is a Messiah leyishivchus. So he says, Mamela, the way I touched up the initial shayla can't be. Because the way I touched up the initial shayla, there'd be no ray at all from the Man D'Amar who holds that the Moyes of Rishonis were not the Kedushin. And yet the Gemara brings a ray from that Man D'Amar. So what most people I'm saying is not true. Yeah, Mashenka Libet Arban and Akadmi Barlan, Velay Pashin Mid. Oh. Now. Yeah. That's what he wanted to say, but you see, he holds that's not true. You can't touch it up as a mesira l'rishusoy l'gabi chuppah unless we're somehow touching up that giving over as kedushin, a potential for kedushin. But if kedushin happens as a totally separate kinyan, you know, a year from now. Then he's saying that it can't be that he had it sad that Masira was a.
But that also assumes that just because the Mandama holds you need extra money,
yeah.
Again, that automatically means at the beginning, first, had nothing to do with and no aspects of vision at all.
That's right. The initial giving of the Mois for Amir Vriya.
The reasons why you need to give additional money.
Well, the original giving of the Mois Amir Vriya. It's from Bevriya. I mean, you can't. I mean, it allows the ability. It still gives an option, quote unquote, of you. But it's not. It's got nothing to do with this Kenyan. It's not. Or it's a stepping stone for it. But a stepping stone for it's not enough to call it. He's saying the Mesira L'Rishos has to be touched up as chuppah. It can't be just any Mesira L'Rishos. That's what you guys wanted to say. What's the difference? So it goes like there was a Mesira L'Rishos over here. True, but Mesira L'Rishos, meaning if a physical Mesira L'Rishos is not enough. It has to be Mesira L'Rishos L'Shem something. Because that's what Chuppah is. That's Stam. Let's take it off the table. Right? No one ever had a meaning that giving over an Amir Vriya, let's say, is called Chuppah. I gave it to Rishos. Yeah, I gave it to Rishos to be an Amir. To touch it up as a Mesira L'Rishos L'Shem Chuppah, it's only if you're going to touch up the money at the Moyes Kedushin. What do you say? Which you can hear. I can hear it.
Once you're doing you.
What? Later on.
Then you can.
But that's what he was saying.
That
if you have to do the separate moyes later on, then you're going to have to do a separate chuppah also. Okay, So if, but if that's true,
the assumption that you have to have money for a year, like you do with kiddushin, is maybe the
That's it's either most. That's a machlokes. We'll see. It's either the most of rishonis or it's we'll see that we didn't get really. We fell into this machlokes derech agav. We'll see it a little bit more later on. Okay. So if that's true, then we don't have a, then we don't have a terrorist discussion. What was the commercial?
As technically, the Adon says, "I want to be." He goes to the father and says, "I want to be miyayed with your daughter, and now I'm going to give you kesef kedusha."
If you hold like the number who says the original kesef is not.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Then,
so the father's still in the picture,
and now we're understanding that now he takes again. Now he takes her in the shame football.
Again, we have to learn this machlokes in koyma. We have to learn this machlokes in koyma. What?
It's her
Erusin,
it's not her father's.
But that's, that's the Machlokes. Moyes, have you shown this love the condition didn't do, or Moyes, have you shown the condition didn't do? We'll see if him come by soon. Where does it come up now? Soon. It's on the next dummy. We'll get there. We'll get there. So if that's true, then it's, so now we don't have a shot in the shot. We don't have a reason to learn why, according to Yeshua, why it should work for Nisuin. Meaning, mechatesi. We need a reason why. We would have a tzad to say it works pretty soon. Make a day, it works pretty soon. So for that, when Yeshua says, if you skip, this is the part to skip for now, and you go down to the bottom, he says, V'oidishloimar, it's like the last word on the line towards the bottom. The reason he had a tzad to say that maybe it makes nisuin is high in the Milush Nikra, is because of the Lashon of the Pasuk. To ksiv imacheres ikach loy. And the cheres yikach loy, meaning he marries another wife besides the yid wife. She'era k'susa v'inasa lo yigra. He has to continue giving her she'er k'susa v'oyna. Im kein mashma, v'mish'as ha'yid nischayiv v'she'er k'susa v'oyna. Im kein nisun oysa. Meaning the tzad to say, meaning enech inami, the tzad to say that it works, why should you think it works? Well, only one reason, because the pasuk's mashma, that after he does yid, he's chayv and shirk is fine. So the shaila is, maybe the pasuk means this type of thing called yid does create an issuin, and that's why he chayv and shirk is fine right away. Or maybe don't eat that makro. The mekayim and shiyada chayv lisaena ulakayim shirk is fine, right? Or maybe not. Maybe it's really just kedushin, and the pasuk just saying once he does kedushin, now he should do issuin and be chayv and shirk is fine. Once he does the issuin, that was a suffix. How to read the pasuk? That's itself.
I mean, the
pasuk
could possibly
mean
just after
yid
itself.
The pasuk had to get just after yid itself, or no? The pasuk meant yid's kedushin, and it's understood that after that you go into nisuin and then be chayv and shirkus v'oyna. And mainly had a suffix. That's the answer. Okay. Ad kan divrei hepnei Yeshua, but that's okay. That's the stadium of the shaila. So what's it? So what do we say? Toshma, bring a raya. The big doy ba. Kivin jabirish talisa leah shud ain of a shaila moichro, which we learned already before. Once the other was parish talisa, which means yield. Right, this was in the divrei. This was in the words of Rabbi Kiva, right at the top of the amid. You can no longer sell her as amo. So the diak is bunyud lamazmlo. He can't sell her. But he could do yid, which means kedushin. Kedushin. Ha yudim yad. It's a little bit. Rashi says it, the gemara means kedushin.
It's very.
So the diak is, what's the diak?
Okay,
no, the diak is.
Yes.
Huh?
Or to say it that way.
How you mean? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about this in of you. What do you mean?
No, because we know it doesn't mean.
So you is not big you.
It can't mean seller and do here because they can't sell her. You can't even sell her and then do yid because you can't sell her. So obviously it just means the Kedushin part of it. It can't mean anything else. That's what Rashi says. Okay, I'll call upon him. What's the dik? You see from Yekiva, you can't do shifchus achar ishus. You can't do shifchus achar yid. Mashma. You could do Kedushin achar yid. You could do Kedushin achar yid, which means the father. There was Yid. Then, whenever the other died, the father can go and marry her off. So, correct the Gemara. So, what does the Gemara say? V'yam nisuin. If Yid makes nisuin, came the nisa shuvin avir the v'shus bar. Once she has nisuin, she went into the husband's v'shus. The father can no longer marry her off. He has no v'shus in her anymore. Ela lav shma mina eris anoisa. Must be the initial Yid. Only created an Arison. As if it only created an Arison, the father has the right to marry her off again. So it's a riot that union makes Arison not Nisuin. Oh, but if Nachman Yitzchok, no, it's not a riot. Why? Huh?
Not mixing and matching, marrying you off what you actually is? I mean,
no, we're bringing a raya. It comes out from what Rabbi Kiva said, that after yield, you can no longer sell her as a shifcha. That means the other does yield and he dies. You can't sell her as a shifcha. What's the diyek? The diyek is you can't sell her as a shifcha, but you can marry her off. So Zakta Gemara, if yield was nisuin, the father has no more shus to marry her off. That's the halacha. Must be yield was only kedusha. It's not a right. Why not? Hacha the kedushin the alma koy. Vavli kama. Kevin shemasa avio. Lemish and his chayiv b'sherik says v'nasa. Shuv nyokol amaychro. What's he saying? Look at Rashi, the second wide line at the bottom. Hacha the ramasko hacha. Hacha the ktani pirush talisoi la b'yid koy ela b'kedushin ktana ba'alma shelo nimkro. So now Rabbi Yitzchak wants to answer the kasha. Wants to be doicha the raya. You want to prove from here that the father could sell her off. After, the father could marry her off after yield, which would be a raya that yield only a year sin. No, it's not talking about yield. It's talking about regular kedushin. All it means is that once she had a kedushin, once the father can. All the only deed you can make is once she had a kedushin, she had ishus. You can't sell her b'shiflus, but you can marry off again. It's not a riot to what yid is, but it's not talking about yid, it's about regular kedusha. It's about regular kedusha. Yeah.
Can you read that into the pasuk though?
Why do you look at me like that?
Can you read that into the pasuk shot of the pasuk?
Why not?
So we're talking about like
the
pasuk is talking about an amma.
It's anyway the kasha, as we asked last time. Shelo yada. It's not the pasuk shot in the pasuk. It's anyway the. It's anyway a drasha. It's anyway a drasha. Yeah, that's just the gabe beged or beef. That's
no.
Huh? Where does it say that?
After the suit, you can't marry her again. After the suit, you can't marry her again. It's
a suit. Father, there's no rights to marry her off again after the suit.
Well, she didn't go down the suit. But it was the suit of these things. She was close to the suit because she was at the suit.
Yeah.
Does he have those two things? Like
so, like this. What?
When he sells her as a shuka, is he slave to my family?
What?
To what?
What, sorry?
What?
The three things. I forgot the Davin and Shabbat
Ban.
He sells as a shifkan.
Does
the father return those three things
still
exist between him and father?
Well.
It seems to be a quite pivotal.
What is
that between the
suin? No, always saying. A shifkan is suin. No, once she has nisur.
When I sell a goat to a sheep,
was that do with the bar's nisur? Yeah, was that do with it? No, the only.
I think it has a lot to do, but that doesn't matter. If you can, then it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
It could be. It depends on the nisur.
Okay. Okay, yeah? You understand? Hello? Hello?
He does yield with her. He does. That's the drasha, and the begin is just a remez ba'alma.
Okay, fine.
A whole different.
Okay, so I'm saying. Because you have to see a pshat, okay? See what? You find the pshat that works this one out also. Don't worry.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're asking me from what we learned over here. I didn't say that. Yes.
She
says in
the
Pshat
the Pasuk.
Yeah.
What's this Pasuk
talking about? Yeah. You don't want to do Yid. You don't want to do Yid with her. Yeah. Anyway, it's got to do with the drasha we're using is totally different than the Pasuk Pshat. The father because he sold her off. Anyway, the big day bar is not the push around the pasuk is the big day bar that he the push shot is he was biking in her. The drush is that it's a beggar. Making a drush is a beggar. So until now we thought that drush that's a beggar means a remez to yield. Now we're saying it's a remez to totally something else, to kedushin. Now the person's not talking about regular kedushin, but that's the drush. As much as you can make a drush from the word, yeah. You have to. You look. Maybe they'll talk about it there also. Could be. You have to check it out. According to the Maskana of the Gemara. You have to check, I don't know. Yeah, but the Maskana of the Gemara is, hello. Yeah, fine. The Maskana of the Gemara is like this. We had a Havamina that it's talking about after Yid, and it's saying that after Yid, he can marry her off again. If it's saying after Yid, he can marry her off again, it's a Raya that Yid is only Eris. Because once her father makes Nisuin, he has no rights to marry her off again. Once she leaves his Rishus for Nisuin, so it must be it's only Averson. The Gemara is saying it's not a Raya. Why is it not a Raya? Because we're going to make this drasha of the big doiba, this drasha of Parish Talisa Leah, we're going to say it really means a regular Kedushin. It's making a remnant to a regular Kedushin. And it's saying after a regular Kedushin, he can make another Kedushin, which we understand. But it's not a Raya, anything to do with Yid. So if that's what the Gemara was saying, then the Gemara really could have stopped after the words. What is the next line of the Gemara doing? What's it saying? It's saying once he gave her over, it's talking about a regular Kiddushin, and it's saying once he gave over for a regular Kiddushin, he can no longer sell her as a Shifcha again. That's the Drasha, right? That's what Rekiva was darshaning. You can no longer sell her for a shifcha. The diak would be that you could marry her off. So we understand it's a matter of regular kedushin. So why does the Gemara have to speak this out? What does it have to do with anything? In the Habamina that we're talking about Yid, that's also the pshat. Before this, when we thought it was Yid, that's also what it's saying. It just happened to be about Yid, not regular kedushin. This regular kedushin, not Yid. What does the Gemara want? So that's what the Ritva and the Rishash came to explain. The Rishash is mechaven to the Ritva, the Chayra. Rishash speaks it out a little bit more. But the Ritva says, to me a milsa, he has the kasha. What are you going to speak all this out? Just say, here with the Makadusha Ba'alma, Sulai, don't say anything more than that. Like this. Understand what's different than the Havamina. The Havamina was the Matyid. What was you did not feel the need to speak this out in Avmir, but you did feel the need to speak it out in the Maskon. She was already in his rishus. He was already giving her food and clothing. Then we understand very well where, why would Daish need this pasuk lashon beged? Why? Because we understand it has to be that he puts his beged on her. Because anyway, because we have to see a change. Anyway, you're giving her clothing and everything like that, right? So how do we see that you're taking to your rishos? So he's pouring his own talis over her. Yeah. Bishlama, similar to that Yeshua a little bit. Bishlama by Yid, she's already living by him, he's already clothing her. So we understand, he makes Yid with her. How does he show the Yid? Poshtalisola. She's already living there. Yeah? That shows that he's miyachidur to him. I mean, we could hear, but by regular kedushin, she's not even. There's no hanachas of a shos. There's nothing. What? She doesn't get the nisuin until a year later. But what do we find being payers taliso by regular kedushin? Where do we find such a thing? So if you want to touch up the pasuk as a regular kedushin, you have a problem. Because the whole drush is a drush on the lashon of beged, payers taliso le, like what Akiva said. What's it got to do with regular kedushin? That's what the Gemara wants. That's what the Gemara speaks out. Talking the Gemara is that once he gave over to somebody who's chayav and shares ksus for oinu, what the Gemara wants is the Gemara wants to explain how this fits into the lashon beged of the pasuk. When we thought it was giyud, the pshat in the pasuk was from that he's parish talisa aleh. To show the kedushin or the chuppah or both, yeah. Over here, personally, so there's the pshat that he's giving over to somebody who will be mechuyev to go and clothe her. But the Gemara, the Gemara has to speak that out though. Kevin Shemaso lemish neschay b'ksuso umshem ksuso nabgacher v'oynos because that nino wasn't with them as the raisa. According to the Mandomid, it's the right, so. Yeah. Are you asking if he becomes Chayiv at Kiddushin or at Nisuin?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
fine.
Chayiv means he will be. Chayiv.
He has a
Rishash. Look at the Rishash. Rishash says also. Yeah, guys, look at the Rishash. No, Adabdud Chesimid Beis, the first Rishash. You saw this already probably when you were preparing. In the Rishash. It says, the first of Shash and Yud Ches of the days. Came into Pirish Taliso Alea. Pirish Rashi. Yeah, Pirish Rashi Ha'odoin. Look at this. Interesting Mishash. Along the lines of this ritual. Benir Li. The Mizeya Taminig L'chassoy says the Kala Behinumo. To cover the Kala. I don't know if he's referring to like what we do by the Badekin. That he covers her with a covering. The Yashra Minik Bhaktas Makoima Shagama Khosan Hoylik Imakum Khsoisa. The Khosan goes also. The Toy Maya Shubaat Mikhsano. Which is what we talk to do by the Badekin. The near the Zeo Shaoma Rus who parashta gana fechola masecha. But to lay makanti ksuska. Could be there's a minute in certain places that he taka takes the talis and puts her under the talis also, no? Svartim do it that way. It's Mamashad Derek this. Kante ksus though. He had to take his ksus and clothe her in his ksus. Avonir Ali's Dr. Rishash. Now, okay, that's in the minute comes from. It says, but merely, the preacher's beggar, the high nog, rak, but yid. Really, it comes from yid. Hoyle that at the house of Lola Amo. Until now, she was an Amo. Lechenitrach la Aris la Oishim at the Hilo. I don't know if it's the exact same swar as it. This might be a slightly different swar. It's different. The ritual was saying because she's already there and it makes sense. It's already clear. He's saying Because by an Amma, you dafka need something to show that there's a chilek now. You're not my Amma anymore, you're my wife. A mechazim the big doy with his own beged, as opposed to before, we were just giving her her begadim. Lahayish, name Shavin. Until now, you're my servant, but now you're my ezek kenegdoy. Mischazim b'ksus echod kaminik ishvishtoy. Right? Mischazim b'ksus echod kaminik ishvishtoy. V'chein rosh shekorias atzma amosoy. And it's very gabaldic. If it's into Rus, because Rus says she calls herself as Amo. And then it says also, she says, so Dr. Shash at the end of this whole description. So Shash says exactly like the mitzvah. That's why later on they're going to speak that Bahaki Kamar. Because Be'etzem and Svara, it only really doesn't make sense by an Amma. It doesn't make sense by regular Kiddush. And Mamedlik might just speak out, Bahaki Kamar. When we say the priest of Talazaleh, we mean the Chiyuve Sher Ksus Ba'oino, or literally the Chiyuve Ksus, and Sharon Oino be mentioned, Terechagav, that are going to come now as a result of this Kiddush. The Valdik of Shad, no?
Ksus is Chiyuve.
But it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What do you mean just ksus? No, just according to this way of learning, when it says Bahokhi Kamar, the point is to work out what beged has anything to do with anything. So just the word share ba'oida are just brought to Rechaga, that's all I'm saying. Share ba'oida is not the point. The point is the ksus. Yeah, the point is ksus, yeah. Interesting thing. What we're saying is that the Minhagim, by the Sfardim with the Talus, or maybe by what the Ashkenazim do with the Deccan, I'm guessing that also is what it's all. Be'etzim Shash is saying it really belongs to Yid. It doesn't belong to regular Kedusha. It may develop too, but regular Kedusha also. It says Be'etzim Svar, the idea of it is really Shaykh to Yid.
How does that fit into Rav Nachman? How does that fit into Rav Nachman? So with that he had explained Shemastra.
Why at Tzeochi Komar? No, he has to Tzeochi Komar because once we're changing the pshat in the drasha from here to regular Kiddushin, then you have to explain what in the world has got to do with a beget. This Shemam, when we thought it was geared, we understand what it has to do with the beget.
Right.
Like the Rishash is explaining the Svarah, the Mitvadish is slightly different Svarah.
Right.
Once we're saying it's about regular Kiddush, where does Beged fit into regular Kiddush?
So what does it?
Doesn't.
Right. So
therefore, the Gemara is required to speak out that you should know when it mentions Beged over here, it doesn't mean he's putting a Beged on her to shame the Kiddush.
Oh, it's just
it means that he becomes Mechuyev to go and clothe her now, which is the din by regular Kiddush. Because Mechuyev after the Nisuin, whatever. That's why it was necessary to speak out. So the Ritu and Shash are saying the same thing. Slightly different svaras, though. And it's also interesting background to the Minhagim of now, huh? Yeah, that's what he said. So I said to you, you'll find also on the bottom. So he found for the other one, he found the remiss for the other one, you'll find the remiss for this one, too. No? Ari found, we had the same kasha before. That it says, so Ari found it here. Who was it? The bro? Who said it? Somebody said it. He shows how it's marimbas in the pasuk also. It could be loy as loy. So you find it. A lot of times the drusha, the chazal, the kind of the pasuk, is not what the pasuk shot about the pasuk talking about. The pasuk talking about years. No. That's the pasuk talking about.
The pasuk says something which seems sober.
We're just saying you can't bring a raya.
And then the drush is completely opposite.
Yeah, you're just saying, not completely opposite, you're just saying you can't bring a raya from here.
It's not you.
Yeah,
the
pasuk
talking about you. And we're saying,
no, but the rem is of. No, but the rem is of. The rem is of. The rem is of. Not the brush around the pasuk. The rem is that we set up above of Kevin Shapir Shalit Olea Shubin Roshalim Baikro. Which again is not the Pasuk Shah in the Pasuk either. It's a drasha. So we're just saying, Parish Talisa Leh, we said, until now we said, it means Alts here, now we're saying millions Alts regular Kedushin. So it's not a huge jump to dodge now the Hilchos Kedushin from over here. What we're saying is that you can't bring a Raya from over here. You can't bring a Raya from over here what year it is, because the Joshua could mean regular Kedushin.
And it's exactly the way we're trying to understand where the youth that's Kedushin in the soup.
Yeah, and then Mamela, you can't prove that. You can't, no, but you can't prove that. Meaning,
proving against what? Using a possible to
like ever, I mean,
we're not saying Davka not. We're just saying. Yeah, because in the Havim of the Gemara, we had a Raya. The Lacha that came out from the Drasha was a good Raya. And I was saying, no, that's not the Lacha that came out from the Drasha. The Lacha that came out from the Drasha was a different type of Kedusha completely. Not that it's Davka not. Not that it's Davka not, but you can't prove it. You can't bring a Raya. Meaning it could include Yir also. But you don't have a Raya. But you can't say for sure one way or the other. So since you can't say for sure, you can't prove from here that Yir makes Eris and not Nusuin. It's still possible Yir makes Nusuin, and the Gemara and the Drush is only talking about Stam Kedusha. Right? With a lot of these things, you have to explain. So where did Chazal see that in the pasuk? Sometimes you can answer that, sometimes you can't answer that. Ari, look after the other question we had, what did Chazal see in the pasuk that he made here on earth? The pasuk saying he didn't, so he found the remnants in the pasuk from the Mepharshim over here. Maybe by this he also found the remnants.
There are other factors that are pushing a certain shot or shita, so that not forced to, but want to
or at least have a dichoy. Meaning sometimes the Gemara says certain things as a dichoy, which means it doesn't have to be this way, but since it could be this way, you can't bring a raya to what you want to say. So it's a little bit, why is that saying it's mukhrach,
right,
so this thing?
But it's certainly.
We also see like the Rav Shimon, he has Ein L'mikra, Ein L'masorot. So he takes the same word and he learns two separate halachas from it.
Yeah. But there you already see where the remnants was. Here you're saying, but it wouldn't surprise me if you opened up a sefer like this or something else, you'll find the remnants. It's not. I'm saying it's not the end of the world, you know what I mean? Alright, fine. I'll go upon him. That's okay. You understood all that? That's the end of this part of the Gemara. I think what we'll do is we'll stop here, and then tomorrow really we'll just finish the Gemara till here. We'll have Shir, but it's just going to be Pashat tomorrow, I think. All the Marmikaimers were smoking out already. Like Boimer. The car will be here. Let's go.
Yeah, you can find out the remnants.